This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back on the podcast with you. It's another exciting day in markets. This week has been very volatile already. As kind of the big theme this week in the markets is not necessarily a bunch of economic data, but it's really just a whole lot of earnings from big company names. The first one that we can start, it's an exciting topic. Tesla earnings came out, and to be honest, they were terrible, Johnny. There's no way getting around it. This company is supposedly the beacon of growth companies. Meanwhile, here's what we've got instead. With this, we saw a miss on the top and bottom line from Tesla. So why on earth is it up at the time of recording this by 12% or so on the day? Well, here's the high level. Although earnings and revenues were poor for Tesla, they did announce that there was their plans still for an economic friendly car. There was some details fleshed out in that, which investors loved to know. You know, people have been wondering, when's the deadline for that? When can we expect that new product? And so we got a little bit of clarity there. On top of that, they also shared exciting announcements about a potential ride-sharing app, or almost like an Uber competitor that they're trying to bring to market, which is very exciting for Tesla shareholders. The issue here I see personally is that, you know, earnings growth not impressing the markets. You know, to me, it was almost like that these announcements were an act to sort of overshadow the period of very poor growth that this company has had. It's no secret we've seen higher for longer become a new narrative, and a company like Tesla, despite having a lot of income historically and saw some pretty good growth in the years previous, it's really slowed here recently, and it calls into question how that looks going forward. That being said, we can turn our attention to the next big name that we'll be reporting here after the bell today, which is Meta. Meta, of course, Facebook, as many will call it. I still have a hard time calling it Meta, but it is Meta now. Meta is having its earnings report after the bell today, which will be very important to the stock market. Now, I will say, Tesla earnings missed. You could debate whether or not that had a big impact on the sell-off that we're seeing in the stock market today. We're seeing, you know, stocks slightly lower on the day. Was that from Tesla or not? It didn't really move the market too much at the moment in time. But I will tell you, Meta probably will move the stock market, Johnny, because Meta is a darling of Wall Street right now. It has a ton of growth. It's one of the big AI players, and it's one of NVIDIA's biggest chip demanders. So this will be very important to the AI trade, which we all know has been the driver to the stock market rally really since late November of last year, early November of last year. So we'll see how that one comes in. We do also have Microsoft and Google reporting this week. So some very key names continue to roll out. That's not to take away from another really important figure this week. On Friday, we do get the core PCE numbers, which any read on inflation is going to be very important to the financial markets. They want to see inflation starting to cool, and there's a lot of pressure on that big report on Friday. The dollar index continues to trend higher overall here because economic data continues to surprise out of the U.S. Despite some cooler flash PMI numbers this week, the story is still there. Yields are still rising. You can see the 10-year yield is up 1% on the day. We're currently seeing that get quoted at 4.65% for a 10-year bond. So, you know, that is putting pressure on the stock market, and it's also encouraging dollar bullishness. Now, while we're on the subject of dollar bullishness, gold has retreated from its all-time highs around 24.28. That is an intraday all-time high on the spot price of gold. We'll keep an eye on that one close as it has pulled back from those highs, but arguably still in an upward trend if you were to cross a 200-day moving average on the daily chart, for example. We'll have to keep an eye on gold in the meantime. In terms of currencies, what we see here is the dollar continues to be strong. Like I said, the euro dollar slightly down on the day, the pound slightly down off of its, you know, recent bounce. It's giving back a little bit of that. And the dollar yen continues to trend higher with some concerns about the Bank of Japan in intervention, but really it seems like this market, when you look at the dollar yen trading at 155, remember that for a long time, 151, 152, that range was like the line in the sand for people who were watching the dollar yen, thinking that the Bank of Japan is going to intervene at these levels. And you know, it seems like this stronger than expected economic data has called into question whether or not the Bank of Japan really can stop this what seems like continuous rally in yen weakness and dollar strength. So we continue to watch that on the currency side of things. In terms of the yield story, this is something that I really, you know, you really can't understate how important this is. You know, back in when we saw the big sell-off in 2022, it was accompanied by just stubborn and consistent rising yields. And then finally, the market cracked off of that. So with rising yields, it is probably a fair question for stock market investors and for currency traders to ask, you know, is that Fed going to start talking about higher for longer, but potentially even talking about whether or not it would be appropriate to consider the idea of a rate hike? If that happens, you get some very strong divergences in the currency world. The dollar likely would look very strong relative to its peers and continue to look strong. It already does, but you know, that could even widen further. So we'll keep an eye on that for sure. And overall, just a very, very volatile week with, again, the big tech earnings, PCE numbers. Currently, we see in terms of the stock market, we've seen a bit of a bounce. I'm looking at the S&P 500, and at the time of recording this, the S&P or the SPX is around 5,066, which is a bounce from its lows around 4,930 that it put in, you know, last week. It does seem like we've seen a bit of a bounce, but the question now is whether or not this is just a bounce before a further drop, or if this recovery is intact. It all comes down this week for stock traders or stock indices traders. It all comes down to these earnings, I think, because again, if you have an environment where inflation is high, but earnings are really strong to support the valuations of stocks, it's okay. But if you get anything that is not glamorous in terms of the earnings from these big tech names, the concern here is that suddenly you have a period of high inflation, but weakening earnings. That would be terrible for stocks, right? Because that would bring us back to 2022 outlooks, which were very poor, where you have a Fed that is keeping rates higher for longer. That being said, my current opinion on the matter is you have a Fed that is still talking about rate cuts at some point. The direction still seems the next move will be a cut, not a hike. As long as you have that story, I think that the stock market will find, you know, dips as dips and not full-on sell-offs. But again, you have to watch that very carefully, because if we start dipping into the territory where rate hikes are back on the table, the story for the stock market looks very bleak in my personal view. So we'll keep an eye on that. Again, key earnings this week. Another thing to mention that is a threat, I suppose, to this market right now is the bounce back that we've seen in oil prices. Remember that rising oil prices can be inflationary to the overall story. If you see a bounce in oil here that is sustained, it could lead into CPI reports coming out hotter than expected. And if that keeps coming up, that's where you might get the suggestion that we need to stay higher for longer, but potentially even raise interest rates higher from here, which would be, again, the very scary story for markets. The dollar index would probably fly much higher and stocks would really struggle. Same thing for gold and silver, by the way. If you do see, you know, interest rates expected to go higher, that would probably squash any sort of gains they've made in recent times. So we'll continue to watch oil prices. It has a very key component to what happens, I think, in the inflation story from here. That, of course, draws into question too, you know, geopolitics. Is this going to stay contained in the Middle East, or is it going to become a bigger picture story? For me right now, it seems like we've seen a bit of de-escalation from a humanitarian standpoint. Let's hope that that continues to be the trend. But from a, you know, just a market interest perspective, as long as that threat still remains, there is that potential that oil prices could continue to spike as they've been doing in recent months. So we'll continue to watch that very close. And that's kind of a recap on everything that's going on this week. It is a very volatile week, and hopefully with the podcast on Friday, we'll keep you informed on everything that is going on. Thank you guys very much for listening. And of course, we will see you back with more coverage on Friday.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.